Like, I think I've just changed a lot, but I ain't signed up for half this shit. Like, this wasn't my goal. This wasn't my intention or plan. Then I started feeling like inferior. I'm like, I have, again, entered a space where some people are just more established. Some people have bigger followings. Some people have great quality content that even I was a fan of and still a fan of. And it's just like, I don't got nothing compared to that.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all. We're thankful you tuned in.
What's up?
Whew, y'all, we worked so hard for this episode because it wasn't right. And we was like, okay, what we got to do? And we figured it out.
Sometimes you got to step away.
For 3 days.
Yeah. In order to come back for something to be a little bit clearer. Because we just, unfortunately, we have this thing where we just don't want bullshit. And we both share that energy.
And we was bullshit. It was also bullshit. Y'all would have been like, okay, so before we get into our episode, we wanted to shout out our village over on Patreon with a special mention to Kim.
Kim.
For becoming our newest patron.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Still growing over there, y'all.
We are. You know, feel free to check us out. All right, so we have no corrections.
No corrections.
From any previous episodes.
But a quick announcement before we get into this episode.
Yes.
So our last episode will be November 2nd.
Yes, but.
And we will be back on December 1st.
Yeah, we're going to take a break after the elections because we're all going to need it.
Yep.
And so we're just going to take those 20-some days and be back December 1st to close out our season 2. And we can't wait.
Absolutely. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Continuing with our theme of plot twist. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
This episode may not have anything to do with our theme this season.
Yeah. Or maybe it will. Maybe as we actually do
start
the episode,
talking,
we'll find out. I don't
know. What the plot twist is here.
Instead, we just really want to talk about this because it has definitely come up in our marriage, in our life, in our
interactions with people.
And in our job of podcasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In our first segment, we're going to talk about competition, moments we're aware of and moments we're not, how it makes us feel to compete, and how it affects our work and drive.
Yeah. Second is our fight or flight, where today I, Mikey, am confronting Randy about a makeover.
I have no idea, even 3 days later, what this means.
Yeah,
so,
I still remember.
I'm sure you'll get into it. Finally, we'll wrap it up.
Go ahead.
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something. Am I stressing you?
No.
Okay.
This is just funny.
Okay. We hope you enjoy, y'all. All right.
Backstory. What you got?
Backstory.
Yes.
We are podcasters.
Yes, we are.
And since we started the podcast in 2018, weird things have been happening
in
to
the
us.
World.
And in the world, like on the smaller terms of like less dramatic scale, we've entered this world of competition.
Yes.
Unknowingly and knowingly. So knowingly in the way of the fact that there are many podcasts out there, many couples out there, many Blackberry couples. Actually, you know how you start something and you think you're the first person to do it and then you do it and you realize, oh, there are like 20 of y'all out here and you've been doing this for a decade.
And you're not implying that we are the first couple to ever do a Black
podcast. But remember how we did the episode about what was it called? We did like a background of our podcast. I can't remember which episode that was. I'll find it and link it. But when we came up with the name Black Millennial Marriage, I was like, oh, we the only married podcast out there with millennial in their name.
But we weren't.
But we was so wrong. But when I was searching like millennial podcasts to like make sure we weren't taking anyone's name, I didn't like put in certain keywords. But when we put our podcast on Apple, all the millennial podcasts popped up and I was like, fuck, we already made the logo. We can't afford to do another one. This is a name.
Y'all, this is exactly how this came up.
This is a name. We've done the countdown.
It's too late.
People that have seen.
We spend money on this shit.
So it's got to be Black Millennial Marriage. And actually, one of our listeners sent me a picture of someone else's podcast with millennial in it. She was like, look at this shit. They copying y'all. And I was like, oh, actually, they was out before us. little stuff like that. So realizing that now in our second year, I guess in a lot of ways, we're becoming more visible.
Mm-hmm.
And competition has come up. It's come up.
We're in a space that's being occupied by a lot more people, and more people are getting added to it every day.
Yeah.
And not just relationship podcasts, but people.
Yeah. Storytellers. Mm. People got stuff to say.
Yeah.
Especially now this year, a lot of podcasts have been created this year.
Which is the actual purpose of podcasting.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff that you want to get out, and this is a space to do it. And how we started is how we started, and what we just kind of snowballed into is still uniquely us. However, we are in a space that is occupied by mad people.
Yeah. People with way more followers and reach and money.
And less.
And money. <'Cause> it's a humble endeavor over here.
So we're going to talk about some key moments that we've recognized we were in competition.
Yeah.
And what that sparked.
Okay.
So you go first, lady. What was one of the first moments that you knowingly realized that you were in competition?
This is so much easier to talk about in a production meeting.
That's fun.
One of the moments where I knowingly realized that I was in competition, or we were in competition, and I was like feeling like a competitor, was when the onslaught of like big creators with large followings started having podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And my initial thought was, what the fuck they need a podcast for? They already got mad people.
Got mad,
like,
shit
you
over
don't
here.
Need a. Why you gotta? Why like that? And it really surprised me that was my gut reaction, because I would like to think that normally, I'm like, man, do you? You know, congrats. This is great. Take up
Sometimes
space.
Sometimes that's not always your first reaction.
But it really made me feel like a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called my mom. I was like, am I bad? I was actually pregnant also at this time.
She was going through some things.
She was like, Randy, I think you're pregnant. She was like, I think you're pregnant, and nothing makes sense right now. And I think you're a good person, and I think you're pregnant. And she just like, she wrote me off, but like in love. But it really did stick with me, because it really shocked me that I had this reaction. Because again, like I said, I like to think that I be rooting for people. I be rooting for everybody black.
You
if you're not sexist or racist or homophobic and all these things, and like,
if this is mad asterisk,
you know, I'm just saying it. I didn't know it was conditional,
until
I did. But that it made me realize, like, oh shoot, I've entered into this realm of competing. But even though I know that it's not necessary, and I told you this in our production meeting, like, you walk into a library, it isn't just one book. One book can't be for everybody. Like, there are multiple authors, multiple stories, multiple bestsellers. Like, there is room for people. And the trick is that, the trick that competition makes you think of is like, there is no room. Only one person can be in the light. But that's not true. That's a lot of pressure. I don't want to be everybody's main marriage podcast, because I don't want, when shit hit the fan of your marriage,
for you to blame it on Randy.
that I get sued.
Fault.
Because Randy said shit. Randy telling you. Randy telling you what worked for Randy, you know? So yeah, but before I like had that moment of clarity, I was like, shit, the fuck you need a podcast for?
Yeah.
It's already hard over here, god damn it. Like, you know, but it was, yeah, it really shocked me, and it really made me feel like a shitty person. How about you?
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those the time where I recognized that I was knowingly in some form of competition was, again, you start looking around and seeing like the company that's in the same room as you.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this podcast because we were sad.
Yeah.
We were sad coming off of a miscarriage, job loss, and a couple of other things.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the best of times.
It was the worst of times.
It was. And we were just talking about that. And when you proposed the podcast to me, because that's how it started, you were just like, hey, we should do a podcast. And I was like, actually, that's a great idea. Because I don't know how else I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
Through this process. And I know that I want you to keep talking to me, because what I don't want is you to kill yourself.
I mean, it's not funny, but
seriously.
I was there. It was not funny.
And so this just having conversations, coming up with some fun segments and doing some stuff that we've never done before or had anybody around us ever done before.
Ever.
Learning everything, going through YouTube University to figure out how to record and edit what and upload your audio and trial and error, different stuff, like swapping stuff out. We somehow ended up in this space where, oh shit, we're podcasters.
Yeah.
Like we do this and we're actually really, really good at it.
We are.
But in stumbling into podcast space, I have now stumbled into a whole bunch of other shit because of the content that we've talked about on this podcast. I have on numerous occasions, a lot of episodes talked about dad stuff and like how important it is to me to be a dad, my relationship with my dad, my vision and view of Black fathers and my experience with Black men and all these conversations that we had have kind of snowballed into, I want to do like some dad content. Mm-hmm. But like the dad content space is occupied by a lot of great people who do dad content shit.
With multiple kids.
And so-and-so. I'm not going to say any specific names.
It's a lot of them out
it's
here.
Mad people.
I mean, y'all know. We all got mutuals. Everybody following. Like,
be like, yo, son got multiple kids. He out here doing the absolute most with his wife. And he got multiple kids and doing the most with his wife. And
Or his single fathering out here.
This one got health issues with his child and they like work, like people got stories, mm-hmm. like real stories. And I'm like, the fuck am I talking about? Like, why? Yeah. Like this is the space that I'm in, but it's important to me to get this message out. I actually want to talk about stuff like this, but you start looking and it's like, maybe I should shut up. Maybe not.
Mm. I don't know if you felt this way.
We haven't talked about it, I come to the conclusion that this is how I felt. But like, while we're thinking about it, I was like, actually, yeah, this makes a lot of sense as to why I ain't moved.
Yeah.
Or like push the button on certain stuff.
Yeah.
Because why? We'll get to it for one of the next things, but
you gotta give people a chance to tell you no. But I think everything you have to say about Drew and your experience with fatherhood is relevant. This is so surprising to me. Even though this is my second time hearing it tonight, because we talked about a production meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you felt this way.
Randy.
I didn't know you felt this way.
There's a lot going on out here. Maybe I should just not do a lot. Maybe just this. And other things. Mm. Like,
you ever think about my therapist? Why are you shrinking yourself? Don't shrink yourself.
That's my normal setting.
That's not, I don't think that's your normal setting.
Really?
I think it's your learned setting. I think you learned how to do that.
No, that is I went and changed my default settings.
Yeah.
Like, that is not what originally
you gotta be was. Reset, like Buzz Lightyear.
Probably. Learn my Spanish mode. Y'all, you watch mad animated movies. Okay. So that. What was the time where you unknowingly realized or recognized that you were in competition?
Unknowingly. I talked about this on Patreon, but it wasn't post and delete because I felt really stupid because I couldn't let it go.
You really couldn't.
I couldn't let it go. No, I have.
Have you?
I have.
Okay.
You don't think I have?
If you tell me that you have, I'm gonna trust you.
I know where I was. I couldn't. It was. It's such a silly thing.
This was keeping Randy up at night.
It really
she's not
going
to tell y'all what it is, but
no,
we're going to talk.
I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you. It was keeping me up at night. It really was. And I was feeling so stupid because we are in the middle.
You were feeling hurt.
We are in the middle of a pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Mm-hmm. Millions have been infected. And all I can keep thinking about is how this person has unfollowed me. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it's so fucking small. But because I think it's in relation to what we're talking about in this episode, it really hit me because I feel like unknowingly we're competing and I'm competing because I'm realizing that us as a couple and as a podcast and me as an individual is triggering to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not used to that.
Possibly being somebody's trigger.
Yes, to a point where, you know, those social media posts are like, unfollow anyone who makes you roll your eyes.
If you see a post that makes you roll your eyes,
unfollow someone who makes you.
Yeah.
Unfollow someone who makes you hate yourself. You know, like, unfollow. I'm serious. These are real social media things going on. Unfollow somebody that makes you compare yourself. And to find out that I am that somebody to some
people. But you don't know the reason.
But I do.
You're saying you found out?
Yes.
Got you.
And it sucks because it has taken so much for me to, and I feel like a lot of people, some people have like spoken on our progression as individuals and as a couple,
mm-hmm.
in this podcasting universe, you know, and they can see the growth and they can see our confidence building,
mm-hmm.
Kinda. They can see.
I feel confident.
They can see the self-esteem kinda
rising,
doing something other than what it was doing in 2018.
Got you.
They can see it some type
couldn't
of
get no lower.
Couldn't get no lower. The only way you got to go is up, and so that's where we are. But I realize that, like, I'm one of those people. We're one, and talking about our podcast, we're one of those people that people unfollow because we set that stuff off for them, and it makes me sad. We're not in a high it makes you feel, but it was keeping me up at night because I realized this is the case. But when it concerns, like, the people that I've realized this has been the case for, these are people that I've talked to, these are people that I've conversed with, that I've talked life with, and to also be simultaneously the person that's like, actually, you trigger something in me that, like, I can't even be around you right now, or like see your stuff. It's sad. Mm. And I think that for me, it was sad because it definitely set off like all of my likability, people pleasing thing. Like, I was like, okay, which post was it? That was like,
what was the like, one what thing was that the, I what, did?
What was the last that was thing the straw I said? On this camel's back. Right. That was like, actually, gotta follow all y'all. Like, you know, like. I'm serious. And I was like, what is it? Because I try so hard to be good, in quotes, you know,
that like it just felt like I got sad because I'm like, well, what the fuck I do? Just because I'm married to this nigga? Like,
Mikey.
I'm serious. I'm dead ass. I was like, aw.
But I think,
I don't know.
It just made me sad. It made me sad. But also, like, you got to respect people's boundaries and things, you know? Like, to show care also by respecting people's peace. What they need to give them peace.
That's true. So you didn't want to jump in this person's inbox and be like, hey, so follow me back. Because
no, I didn't want to do that. I did want like
closure.
Right. But I realized that,
but
like,
you know that when women ask
my
closure.
Therapist was like, hey, so no, really. It was a really great conversation. No, it was a really great conversation. She actually gave me a personal experience of hers that made me not feel so silly.
Okay.
Because even though it has nothing to do with me, it does feel very personal. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with me. And that really helped me because I know it doesn't. Because we've already talked about this. I didn't realize that we had already talked about this and that it was actually like a foreshadowing. So anyway, that's when I realized I was unknowingly possibly in competition or somebody's trigger as a influencer. And I guess that's what we are as a couple or as a person. I don't know. So yeah,
creators
as a creator
in a social space.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I got a couple instances.
What about yours?
Unknowingly, yeah, there was a. So, while thinking about,
I forgot what you wrote until I looked down.
Man, so there's a lot that I know for a fact because it was our IPO.
What's that? What's IPO?
Let me make sure that I actually say this properly. Nah, that ain't it.
Mikey, what?
So your boy's stupid. I said IPO, but that ain't really what I meant.
What did you mean? IPO is initial public offering. I just want somebody to know that. That's not what he meant, though.
I was trying to say intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Now, when you create an original idea, there's supposed to be a whole bunch of like loops that you got to jump through to make sure that people know at the beginning, like that was your initial thought that you created this, right? That's not really how this works in this space.
No, it doesn't.
There was some times early on when we first started where I felt like there was something that we completely originated. And then I would see something.
Everywhere. Mike, everywhere. I mean, it to the point, some people were sending us like messages like, hey, funny thing. Just like, what?
It's just that some stuff look a little too identical to be coincidence or happenstance. Some stuff was like direct quotes.
Direct. Some stuff is direct segments.
Some stuff were exact segment names.
Just like, what?
I felt like maybe, I was like, okay, so I don't know what the fuck going on over here, but it's something.
Can we get a shout out?
Something? You want to tell them where you got this?
But no, that's not how it works.
It's not how it works, but it would be nice. In a perfect world, someone would say, hey, so I was listening to so-and-so and so-and-so, and it gave me the idea of this. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm going to talk about today.
But
instead it's presented as, hey, so I created this thing, and this is what I'm going to do today.
And, you know, I think that that's just, one, that's just part of it, right? That's just part of it. But also, it's like, we're too small to be given the credit.
Absolutely.
But big enough to be copied. It's a mind fuck.
It's a weird space to be.
It's just like, but... So we on to something. So we don't need to stop, clearly, you know, for lots of other reasons too, but like.
There's other things we could speak on. I ain't burning no bridges. There was a couple of times where like some images started.
Mikey, what?
That image looked real familiar.
You know. But see, this is, I mean, this is where like ownership comes in. This is where, I mean, I, on the one hand, it's like, it's more irritating than it is like maddening.
No.
It's more just like, oh, I'll just keep
it. It was never angry.
But this is also really good. At least I think it's a good thing because it just forces us and me when we are, you're asking me for ideas and stuff to think deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can copy lots of shit. I mean, but quality is quality. That's just what it is. I mean, that's just what it is.
And to your point, some of these things that we just mentioned don't exist no more.
You know?
You know, shit happens.
Shit
but
happens.
Yeah, I started noticing. I was just like, what you doing over there?
It's
messy.
It's messy.
From somebody who does not like to participate in social media games, it was messy. I was like, oh, this is what people do on the internet?
But there's this book called Still Like an Artist, and I wonder if people are pulling from that, but I don't. I've
Say
never
that one more
read
time.
It. Still like an artist. I think the concept is like, and there was another writer who actually told me about this years ago. She had read it. But basically it's like, there's nothing new under the sun. See what other people are doing, but then make it your own. The problem with that is there's very little make it your own happening in this realm sometimes. But I also think, again, you can copy. I mean, you see that on tests, you see that in every, you can copy, but you haven't retained anything to learn it. And your quality still sucks. And people can tell. People know.
No, I agree. There's a woman who I used to teach with. She's an artist, AD. She does really great work. She recently shared a post. There was a woman online on Instagram, and all the posts on her page was full of like art made by other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't giving these artists credit for the picture. It was making it seem like, hey, so these are the things that I make. And then in her bio, it was like, you know, for images or for if you want anything done or to check out some of my art, you know, to come buy it here or check out or hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she tagged an artist who actually made the most recent piece that she had posted, and then she had blocked her. She was like, you can't keep telling people that I'm over here sharing art that ain't mine and passing it off as mine. So she blocked her.
But
So I just,
people are fucking crazy.
They are.
But then you get right. So then maybe I pay for this commission, right? And then I realize, oh, you can't draw.
You can't. That's not what I wanted. I wanted this, like, this thing. Oh, that's not me. That's somebody else did that.
That's weird.
It's a little weird.
I mean, I think it's a slow and steady race, at least the one we're playing. And each year, I think we get better. And I know we definitely have things in store for season 3, but.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a slow and steady race, but I'm not trying to be. I don't want quick gratification, you know, like instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be around for a while. So. But also, I think there's also a way to do that without playing small. And we've been playing pretty small.
I agree.
And that's right. That's another thing.
Lack
that competition
of information,
is,
like, lack of knowledge. But like, also, I think we needed to come to this realization for us to do something about it. Because again, where we started has snowballed into something else. And where we are now was not. This wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
In your mind, when we first started, how many episodes did you think we would do before we like stopped?
I honestly did not have a number. I didn't. How many did you think?
I had us at like 100.
Really?
I was like, maybe by 100, we'll run out of stuff. I was like, maybe by 60, we'll run out of stuff.
Yeah, you were worried
about that.
You're like, what are we talking about? I'm like, what?
Because I was like, you want to keep talking every day? All like, how many times a week? Like, this is something that you think we can maintain? I know that we talk, but would that be something that's interesting? That's a lot of volume.
It is.
And coming from like drug knowledge, it wasn't wise. It was like, actually, you should probably, you know, space this out. You should sprinkle them with a little bit of.
That's how we started seasons, because we were just gonna keep going. Yeah, when our first season was 99 episodes, we ain't got no fucking sense.
No, we flooded the market.
Not a lick of sense. Not a lick of sense.
Because again, no plan, no preparation. But like, we're thinking about.
We
it
get
differently.
Better each time.
And so the next season, actually, which I'm really looking forward to, we ain't gonna tell y'all. But yeah, so that was one of the first times where I started noticing shit. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, it's wild out
how
here.
Did this make us feel?
Initially, I think, not even initially, on a cycle, it makes me feel sometimes very icky, exhausted, because I've become a part of this rat race and I just want to stay married. Like, and I think, I really feel like if I just remember that intention, I just want to stay married and keep talking to the people that we've met that have really like elevated our life and making us happy and, you know, giving us a community, which is what we wanted. We wanted other married friends, associates, internet cousins, and we got them, you know?
People that we will in real life link up with when this pandemic.
When we have time, you know, like we can.
I guess.
And that's what we wanted. We wanted to stay together. We wanted it to like break generational curses, work on ourselves, raise happy baby, you know, like that's the intention.
That was the like original.
If we keep that pure, then that's fine. But in the midst of like trying to remain pure in that way and real in that way, I still feel often icky and exhausted because it's icky and exhausting to be like, to finally get in a place where I'm liking myself and to realize, oh, some like you trigger somebody. Like you actually liking yourself, whatever you be putting out here in the streets, like it's something
causes
somebody
me pain.
Or somebody don't even want to be around it. It's but like also you don't need a million. I don't need a million friends or 100 friends. Like everybody on Instagram's not my friends. What?
You only need me. Just one friend.
That's not true.
And Drew.
That's actually not true. And for my sanity.
Who do you need more than me?
I need mom friends. I need my sister. I need my mother. I need your mother, goddammit. I need a whole bunch of people. But it also, you know, it's just like, sometimes I feel like, blah. But then we sit down.
That was funny.
We sit down, we're on the mic together, and I'm like, this is why I keep doing this. So I'm also grateful. I get to do this with you. And no matter what anybody does, they can't touch this. This is like.
No, they can't.
You're right. So corny.
What do you mean? You had to have heard that come out of your mouth.
I didn't, actually. I didn't.
Okay. Well, I heard it immediately.
But this is nice. This is real.
It is.
Instagram and Facebook will fall. We know this.
That's not true.
And when they do, we will still be together. And our podcast will still live on WordPress. Because.
WordPress is forever.
So, yeah. Yeah. How about you?
So I saw you were a little conflicted in your feelings. I too was the same. So at first I was just confused. I'm like, what have I got into?
Yeah.
Cause I really am a keep to myself kind of person. When it comes to sharing, my list was limited to 3 people, maybe mostly just you. I was like, I'm entering spaces that they don't feel right at first, but like there were a lot of things that felt right when we were younger that were absolutely not. And I have grown to learn that sometimes discomfort can be a good thing when that just wasn't the case before when I was younger. I thought that, you know, you should avoid discomfort at all times. You should always be in your comfort zone, always operate in a space where you feel okay. And that's just not how you grow.
No, it's not.
And I felt like I personally have grown a lot from even just starting this with you. Conversations that I've been able to have off the mic with people, even at jobs that I held when we first started the podcast versus like right now.
Yeah.
Like I think I've just changed a lot, but I ain't signed up for half this shit. Like this wasn't my goal. This wasn't my intention or plan. Then I started feeling like inferior. I'm like, I have again entered a space where some people are just more established. Some people have bigger followings. Some people have great quality content that even I was a fan of and still a fan of. And it's just like, I don't got nothing compared to that or her or him. Like, I was just, like, there's just no point. Like, anything I would try to do has already been done, so why do it?
Yeah.
Also, I ain't got time. Right. And I can come up with a million excuses as to why I ain't got time. Just name something.
Yeah.
Like, you will always find an excuse or a reason not to do something. And I felt like I had enough of those on that list to just lean on that more than trying to find a reason to try something. But then I also felt like great. I felt really good. I'm like, oh, so like, we're those people.
What people?
That we used to see those people as. I was like, somebody.
Mikey raised his arms.
Yeah, like, we're not really like a idolizing type of people. I could probably name one person in my life who ever idolized. And as I've grown as a man, it's become more just respect. And less, this person is a god.
Yeah.
But like, from my personal experience, it just was what it was. And that person is Jay-Z. Not his name. And so in removing the idol facade and just saying like, oh, here's a person who's just done really great things that should be respected that I just genuinely appreciate. Because, again, I understand the experience. It's just interesting seeing people now look at us like, oh, I respect them as like a thing.
Because that was not always the case. We talked about that. Wait, people was like, Randy and Paul.
Oh, you say my government on here.
I mean, your government has been said on here.
They don't know that. Half the Mikey, people still listening right now still think my name is Mikey.
Mikey's name is Paul.
Don't look me
up. We call him Mikey.
Anyway.
Because that's his name.
So you're saying, so yeah, I'm just saying like it was an interesting change of pace. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is dope. People like us. People talk to us and reach out and give us really great feedback.
And advice.
On, like, episodes. Yeah, we've gotten some deep responses to some traumatic shit that I've had to discuss on here.
Or some joyful stuff.
And joyful things. Some of the best advice I've gotten through the podcast. Some of the worst feedback ever we've gotten through the podcast. We done had people try to guide us towards healing in a better way as a couple. And we done had people trying to guide us towards a threesome.
Or guide us into giving them our downloads. I'm gonna take it out.
Leave it in there.
Some people want receipts of our downloads.
Yeah, just let us know how many downloads you get a month for ad purposes. No other reason. I can't just. What's you guys' reach? How many impressions do you. Anyway, yo, come on, you got it.
We're in a Twilight Zone. This is the Twilight Zone.
So I started feeling great because I started to recognize, okay, I can operate in this space and it's okay that I don't have everything. It's okay that I'm not this person or I don't have what that person has going on. Like I got the fine wife, but I ain't the handsome husband.
It's Mikey, like, what?
Dead ass.
Mikey, like, you're beautiful.
Anyway, it's definitely backwards. Most angles.
Mikey, what? At you're the best, most photogenic.
I'm
you're one of the
sometimes.
Most photogenic men I know.
I love you. And I appreciate
you. You're beautiful.
I appreciate you.
Mikey,
and I know that you feel
and we
that
talked
way.
About this self-criticism yes. that you be doing.
I appreciate you. This is literally not me fishing.
Mikey,
I am telling you,
I know you're
you
not fishing.
For your opinions.
What's bizarre
and
is that you believe this and
believe
I love
what?
You and I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That you don't like
I'm
yourself
sexy and
know
be
that you're beautiful.
I like myself.
Are beautiful.
I am.
You think I'd be okay. giving head to somebody ugly? Nigga, what? Yes. You think I'd be down here? What? What? Having a baby, miscarrying, have another baby for somebody that's, I am shallow.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm deep and I'm in therapy.
Uh-huh.
But I could be super superficial.
Gotcha.
And I am telling you,
okay.
you are not ugly.
Thank you. I appreciate
because
it.
Because I couldn't do this.
Got you.
The Leo in me couldn't be seen with you.
No. When I am at my best mentally, I am
Mikey.
Aware and extremely cocky, in fact, because you know
you're
this
beautiful.
Because you were with me. When I am not, I just don't feel that way. I feel like I am
I
an okay
it.
Person.
It's one of
so.
Those days.
Yes. I thank you.
I'm going to braid your hair. You'll feel better. I'm going to do your hair.
Because the shrinkage is
I'm going to do your hair. Don't worry.
Anywho, I started feeling great. And I came to a conclusion that it's actually okay if multiple people occupy a space. It's actually okay if you are knowingly or unknowingly in competition. It's actually okay if how do I put this? It's actually okay if everybody exists. At the same time, it's okay.
Yeah, especially black people.
Especially black people. So, for instance, I'm going to shout out some people real quick.
Mikey.
Okay, I won't shout out some people. We just going to move on. But there are some other black couples out there doing some really great shit.
And we see y'all and we love y'all.
Absolutely.
How does this affect our work and our drive?
How does this affect our work, in your opinion?
It affects our work because it makes me... We just want to focus on us. Like, I'm not interested in competing with anybody else's method.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, as you said, once we get to know some of these people who we've gotten to know because we are our creators now, you realize how much they work. This shit is hard work. And so, there's people that have been out here doing this longer than us mm-hmm. in other ways than us.
It's literally impossible to compare yourself to somebody else's situation when you just don't know what they're dealing with and don't know. And, you know, and y'all situations
like
are different.
Like, I saw something on Twitter. I can't remember who said it, but like, you actually don't know a lot about people you see online, mm-hmm. including us. Even though I think we give a lot to in our podcast, like we are Beyonce when she is in the crowd, you know, I'm not saying like, you know, like her stage setup is mm-hmm. actually a little unique. Because she gives her fans access. Like, they be touching her legs and shit. One dude grabbed her butt. She kicked him out. But, like, they have physical access to her as opposed to some artists stay back on
yeah,
the stage like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't trust these niggas in the front.
Mm-hmm.
However, we be out here in a crowd being felt on, you know? But you still don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in the way that, like, people who continue to talk to us offline and our friends and family do. And I think that I've realized that about other creators as well. And what you do get to see, you see that they're working really freaking hard.
Yeah.
And so all that makes you want to do in terms of our work and our drive is to focus on us. I'm not trying to be better than your first season. I'm trying to be better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had quality work. There's something each time we can improve on, each episode we can improve on. So if I just stay over here, I realize actually there's a lot of work to do. So I'm going to let y'all rock. Because we got so much work over here to do. I can't be bothered by.
No, you're right.
Your trajectory. Because we got a lot of shit over here. I need a Mac. Like, I gotta focus on how to raise this money.
You're getting a Mac.
While you over there, you know, with five Macs. You know, I'm not there yet.
I love
it. And that's okay. You know, so it's just making me, it's really, in terms of, it's affecting my drive by just letting me know that we're doing well. Not even like in terms of like monetarily or anything like that. Like, we're doing well. Our relationship is healthy. That is the whole point. Like, this doesn't mean anything to me unless we're good, unless our family's good. And on top of that, like, also our shows are doing good. Like, our episodes are doing good. They're reaching people. People are being moved by them and interacting and engaging with us because of them. But also, we got work to do. And so, it's just helped me realize that, like, focus on my shit. And I don't have to, and then I won't have to worry. And I don't. Sometimes I do, but I don't. How about you?
I appreciate your honesty. I do. I mean, I love you. We've had this conversation a little bit off mic, and it's just, I come from a era of people where you just don't count other people's pockets, where you do focus on yourself. It's just times have changed, things have shifted. And again, I'm not in the space where that is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Other people in this space were not raised like me. And so I have to be who I am authentically. And ultimately, how all of this has affected my work and drive when we talk about this stuff is it really has like fueled and inspired me. Again, we're having conversations I never thought we'd have in front of an audience I never thought we'd have. When again, the goal was just to meet you, headphones, mic, let's have some conversations and maybe let's put it out there and see what happens. And again, we just had like really inspirational feedback like from people, and it's really made me feel like, oh shit, we started conversations that I never thought we would start. We've just done really great things,
mm-hmm.
and it makes me feel really good. I was like, so maybe this lends itself to my purpose. Maybe this is a part of my charge where I'm really supposed to be like that guy who actually continues to have conversations with his wife that may help some other guy help have conversation with his wife. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I see like the domino effect of what it is that we have created. And I just really like it. I really like it. And maybe it's because this is probably one of the healthiest things I've ever done in my life with my time.
Yeah.
As far as using my gift of gab for good instead of evil. I just had this conversation with Drew because I came to realize like, yo, my daughter is going to use her gift for evil at a certain point unless we bring her up not to.
Yeah.
But she's a Pisces. She's pretty. At some point, she may choose. She has to go down that path.
She heard a rumor.
Angel or devil. And she going to look at one of them and start having conversations.
Or be both. Shit.
Or be both.
She could be her full self.
The problem is I more often look to the right.
Oh, God.
At the dude in red. And that's who I had conversations with.
I think so, she'll like, be fine.
I do, too. I'm just saying it's not outside of the realm of possibility that she may
she could be a little
try it to use it for evil.
Mikey.
I'm serious. So, so we have this potential to use this power of words, communication, healthy marriage, and all the things that we're trying to convey in this podcast. And we're using it for good. And I like it. This is definitely one of the best things that I've done for myself, like spiritually,
yeah.
was work on my marriage with my wife through audio. It's just been fun. It's been healthy. It's been a great outlet. And it's just, again, fueled and inspired me to keep going because I feel like we are better today than we were in year one of marriage for damn sure.
Yeah. That was a lot. That was a long, long year.
Or year two.
That was a longer year.
Like, we're only in our sophomore year of this podcast, second year, but it feels like because of all the healing we've done through the course of this process, it feels like it's been longer.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it's been more. But it's definitely made me appreciate this more. It's made me appreciate you more. Cause there's a benefit to working with your partner. And in the capacity that we're working, there's a lot of benefits. Like, I see you. I get to literally see you. I get to see what is going on with you, talk through things with you. There's a lot less wondering here than other areas of our life where I'm asking you what's on your mind, what you're thinking about, Like, it's just nice to be able to pull that out of you and to have it pulled out of me so that we can have these conversations. And so it's just made me want to keep doing this. I enjoy this.
Me too.
But I really am just only thinking about us.
Yeah.
That's all I'm factoring in is how are we getting better as we go?
Thanks for sharing that, Bing.
No problem.
So our big why.
Yeah. With all that being said, what is the point of creating? Why are we doing this when in comparison, we are
smaller,
quotes, smaller
in quotes. But again, too small to be given credit, but big enough to be copied.
What words of encouragement for someone
who may be feeling small
do you have?
Well, like
why
I said,
why are you doing this? What's the big why?
My big why is our podcast is special. Mm-hmm. We're good at it and we love each other. And like you said, for me, it is also the case. It feeds me. This has been really good for me personally, outside of like us as spouses, which is like where our indies come in. Mm-hmm. But like, it's been really good for me as a woman and as Randy, you know, confronting some things that I would have never had the courage to talk to you about if we didn't start talking about little stuff and getting feedback here and there and realizing that like, oh, there are other couples out there just like us or not like us at all, but who we like can also relate to. It's just really empowering and it's a good thing. And just like how you are learning to, or not even learning, but like how you are happy that this is a good thing, this is also a good thing for me. And I deserve good things. So that's my why. Like, this is a good thing. And as long as we, you know, make sure that it does remain that way, while also, like I said, not playing small. And we have to confront all those ways that we play small mm-hmm. these 2 years, because we certainly have.
A lot.
You know, but that's okay. We're a slow learner, but we learn.
We have nothing but time in this thing.
But we learn. So, and we have learned and we are learning. And that's exciting to see, like, do you remember when we made vision boards?
Yes.
And your vision board, you found like, you literally found like this perfect picture of this man and woman and they're like wedding attire, building something. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
And it was like
it was
these
like
animated
both of them
characters.
Were at a construction site.
Yeah. And she was holding like,
she was holding
the papers
blueprint.
And like showing yeah. him, and he was like,
he was like pointing at something.
Yeah. And it was powerful that you know, you put that on your vision board, because I feel like that's what we're doing. And I'm going to keep doing it. This is what we got married for, to build. You know, the least something for Drew when we're long gone, she can play this for her. Hmm. For her, hopefully she skips some episodes, you know, maybe she only play the minis. I don't know. You know, just have
after
something.
After we're gone, she has to listen to this whole
just
thing.
Just have something on record, you know, to let her know how loved she is and was, and how much we loved and liked each other and disliked. So, yeah. How about you? What's your big one?
Nah, that was good. You remember my vision board?
I do.
I did too.
Like, I remember lots of things. My attention to detail is a gift, and I know that.
You're right.
And so,
I also had a Rolex on that thing, though.
You did. And the car that you actually...
Just waiting on that.
You know, that's that we realized that vision board when we made it, we thought we was gonna get all of that in the 365 days. Do you remember that?
I had
like,
Delta plane
that
on there.
First
there,
year,
on there.
That first year, uh-huh. None of that shit on the vision board happened. Nah. Do you remember that? Except Drew, I put a baby on there.
You did.
That happened. Like, over the years, more things are popping up off the vision board.
Slowly.
So we should call it like a 5-year, 10-year plan.
Maybe.
Anyway, go ahead.
Nah, that would be a clearer version, because
I'm not trying to produce you.
I was disappointed when December came and I ain't had no
the Rolex or the car.
Where my Camaro?
Or the house? Where the land?
I did have land and gold on my shit. What's my big why? I mean, the reason I do this is because I get to control a narrative that matters to me.
That's powerful.
Again, stumbling into some stuff, I realize it's really important to present what it means to be a Black father, to be a Black husband, to be present. And that's what I enjoy doing. And so that's what I'm going to do. Period.
I think that's powerful, babe.
I want to forward the shit out of this specific narrative, because growing up, that was not at all what I saw or heard.
Yeah.
Ever. Oh, it's a dude that's in the house, that's present, that like been there the whole time, and like he active and he likes it.
Yeah.
And sometimes he hate it. I don't know, but he there.
Yeah. He want to get milk, but he never leave.
I'm going to do that thing. I want to do that. I like that story. That happened. It's my story. And I want to tell that story because there's somebody who needs to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Engagement. Are you internally competing with someone or something?
Is someone competing with you?
How does this make you feel?
What if you freed yourself?
What if you freed yourself? Shoot us an email at blackmailmirror@gmail.com. That's blackmailmirror@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Or hit us up on social media with your thoughts on this episode.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, 'cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight. Come on, sir.
All right, so the Fight or Flight this week is simple.
You say that? Okay, go ahead.
So Randy is mid-makeover. As what? Y'all know, Randy is blind. And has since had to go to the optometrist. I've been seeing that blind lady my entire life. The eye doctor lady. Because Randy has been in front of screens more than she has been in her entire life.
In my whole life.
And so Randy is now seeing things a little blurry. Now dealing with a little eye strain. She ain't never had to wake up in the morning and run into every wall because the world is a blur to her. So for the first time in her life, she don't have perfect eyesight. Me and Randy went to... What did we do that morning?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What morning?
We went to go drop off. What did we do the morning you went to go get your glasses?
We went to go vote.
We went to go vote. We did early voting. Go vote if you're listening to this, if you haven't yet. If you're waiting till election day, that's also fine. Just vote. We went to go vote. We left the vote in the poll place, and we went to Randy's eyeglass lady. And Randy went to go pick up her glasses. And Randy looked good in these glasses, right? Uh-huh. You started the movie theatrical makeover, like, let me get some stuff.
Well, in the movie, the makeover, they take off the glasses.
Yeah, but you're adding them. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. You're just doing it backwards.
Okay.
You haven't done the shopping montage where you try on different clothes yet at the place because all dressing rooms are shut down in stores because of COVID, but whatever. You have gotten these very, how do I describe these frames? They look great on you.
Is this a fight?
This is a fight. Because I feel like you aren't leaning into the character you're cultivating.
Mikey, what?
Let me expand. Oh my. You look like a sexy librarian. You sound like a sexy librarian. But I have come home multiple days Mikey. Now, and you have not been dressed like a sexy librarian. Why Mikey. Is that, Randy? Why won't you seduce me with your costumes that you keep having?
Mikey, what?
I'm asking a serious question. This is a fight. Why aren't you using these characters that you keep bringing
home?
You
haven't. Mikey, what? Mikey.
Huh?
First of all, you haven't disclosed to me that you want me to be a sexy librarian.
I have.
You have not.
I have.
You haven't said when I come home, I expect you to be role playing.
I have not said those exact words, no.
My second question is...
That wasn't a question. That was just a statement.
How am I supposed to do any of this with a toddler that is always here?
I don't know. In my fantasy, the librarian lady don't have no kids.
But we do. But we do have a kid.
My fight now
and is... And you said your passion is growing for another one.
Exactly. So you need to get on it, sexy librarian.
Oh my God. I'm like, this isn't a fight. What's your fight?
This is a fight. I'm fighting with you.
So what's your fight? Your fight is what?
I need you to start role playing with these glasses.
Mikey.
Today. Yo, she keeps slow blinking it. What you getting all fluttered
because
for?
I can't believe that you are really doing this.
I am.
You don't really mean this, do you?
I do really mean
this. Mikey, so really what would you like me to do?
I don't even care.
You don't even care?
Yep. Have some books laid out in the room.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
And then what?
Like rose petals. Let's just trip over the books.
And then what?
Just jump in bed and have sex.
With my glasses on.
Yes, but you have to make references to the Dewey Decimal System. You have to talk about...
You want
about,
me to talk to
yes,
you?
Yes, you have to use, like, library lingo. I need you to say something about the reference section.
Mikey, what?
Dictionary is in there somewhere. I don't know. There are certain keywords and phrases
telling you
that you're going to have to
stop
Google.
Watching those porn skits.
I have not been watching any porn skits. I especially
real.
Don't watch those. That's not my... That ain't even my bag. That's not what I search.
This is not real.
I know. I'm trying to make it real.
Mikey, I need you to tell me for real. Look me in my eye.
I'm looking you in your glasses.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess I'm apologizing.
Good.
For not reading your mind.
Exactly.
I can't believe this.
That's really big of
stupid
you.
Stupid ass fight.
Use them glasses. PDA. What you got for me, baby?
I don't got nothing for you. I don't have a goddamn thing. I don't have much for you, sir.
Huh?
PDA.
Oh, you're really struggling with this.
Well, there's a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, take your time.
So my PDA is, you've been very encouraging lately. I mean, you're always really encouraging, but you've been very encouraging lately. And you've also been, you've been encouraging and you've been also like stepping back. Codependency has come up a lot in our episodes lately and like what it means for us to shrink ourselves and therefore shrinking ourselves. And now that we realize we are shrinking ourselves, how are we going to like do better? And what does that mean for our relationship? And so you've been really, just really affirming in terms of like, you got this, trust yourself, you know, I'm here if you need me. And that's just been really great. On top of that, paired that with the fact that these past few weekends, we've been rearranging the Batcave, which we have talked about in a mini episode and like sporadically. And it's also been like equally great building with you as I figure out who I am. So like realizing that these two people can coexist, the spouse Randy and the Randy, you know, and that they don't have to be these two separate people who have to like compromise or squish themselves. And I am thanking you because that was always a fear of mine. And I'm sure we have lots to learn and lots more to go and many challenges and difficulties to overcome and to endure. But in the meantime, I just want to say that I'm very thankful that so far my fear of losing you and losing my family and in this quest to be myself has not been the case. In fact, I feel like it's brought us like closer, or at least it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's brought us closer, but also like, I know I've been just talking. I just been saying some crazy shit. You know, I just been saying the first thing in my mind because my therapist said I got to speak up and you just been taking it, you know, like I'm not like hurting you. I'm not being harmful is what I mean. But I have been like
saying things
to you. I mean, like I feel like I've been more forward.
I agree.
Yeah. I've definitely been like more like I'm doing my hands like a,
I love you.
I know I've been a lot. I've been saying lots of things because I'm trying to loosen up these throat chakras, you know? And so in the midst of doing that, I'm just saying the first thing that's coming to my mind, you have been taking it in stride and I just love you. So thank you.
I love you too. You're welcome. I believe that when someone is going through something, you have to give them what it is that they ask for and then some. I know that you are capable of extreme self-doubt and self-sabotage.
Yeah.
If the space is created for you to do so. So if I start giving you a reason to doubt some shit, you might start doubting some shit also. Especially if you already started doubting it when you came to me in the first place. So no, I'm going to continue to encourage you. I'm going to continue to be what it is that you need me to be so that you are your best self. Cause I like that.
My highest self.
Yes, ma'am. I love you.
I love you.
Well, I have no extremely great compliments as far as you being a mother this week. Not highlighting any of that. I'm not even highlighting about your wifely stuff this week. Today I'm gonna focus on the friend.
Okay.
I'm gonna focus on the friend. Over the course of this last week was extremely long. It was just long. We both had a lot of work as far as like our workload goes. It's just been hard. But I feel like you have been the friendliest this week than you have been in a long time.
Really?
We've just been laughing a lot.
I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking I've been really like a real awful person this week. Because I've just been in such a mood because of my cycle and PMS. Oh, that's really great. Are you just saying that? Are you for real?
I'm not just saying it. Yes, I'm for real.
Oh.
We've just been laughing off goofy shit. Like, it just feels like when I don't know. It's just been feeling really friendly. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it. Like in a grocery store today. Normally, a lot of the things that I do annoy you when we're in public spaces.
It just is what it is. You be doing a lot. I
know. Randy don't like when I'm like doing dad jokes at the register.
You be doing a lot. She don't
like when I make, you just don't like when I do jokes.
You just be doing a lot.
But today when we were in a grocery store, I started like, there was some song in the background that I heard at some bodega when I was younger. And so I started like salsaing. And then Randy turned around and I grab your hand and I start dancing with you. And you started dancing with me. You just like accepted it. And then we look to the right and there's like the screen.
We're right in front of the camera.
We're kidding.
Like
recording.
The TV, like the camera is literally like, if I move my head, I would have hit the screen.
It sees us extremely clearly, and it randomly just started laughing. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's been nice doing friendly shit with you. It's been really nice. I've just been laughing a lot.
Yeah.
It's nice to have some joy back in the space. And maybe that has something to do with the rearranging of things. Maybe it's just the
air is different.
Conversations we're having or life kind of opening up in a different way. But whatever it is, I've been enjoying it.
Me too. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you. To invest in the show and support the greatness that is us, to get ad-free and exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/Black Millennial Marriage.
The Black Millennial Marriage podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Whoop, whoop.
New episodes twice a week, maybe, sometimes, yes.
Definitely. Except, yeah, you know how it is.
Except that one time. The Black Millennial Marriage podcast Butterfly Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details in our show notes.
We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, and all other major streaming services.
Rate us.
5 stars.
If you enjoyed this episode.
And if you didn't.
Right. Just do it for the people, man.
Come on. Reparations.
Roof everybody black. Just 5 stars.
Even if you're in competition with.
Be sure to check out. Especially if you're in competition with us. Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram.
You're not gonna leave us.
No, because you delete. Come on.
On Instagram, what are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans. Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.